trash on the table time. Away from our sports headlines, here it is, Rockstar.
Who's been arrested?
They also know of the double standard where your police report says you threatened to kill your wife. And this is misdemeanor.
I was not charged with anything, Trustee Sigwell. I was not charged. I was not charged with anything.
And who's hitting who?
You guys are a disgrace. All of you. From the convict at the end to the woman whose son had with the convict's wife. What a town.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Oh, we got a story kind of like that to lead off Trash. It's presented each day by our friends at Mortgage Drive, powered by TJC Mortgage. 815-9200 can save you money when it's time to buy that house. Find out more at MortgageRight.com, NMLS 2239. So, Dunaway, imagine, if you will, you're a farmer.
Howdy, folks.
That's the way they talk. Yes, imagine you're a farmer. And
is it gonna rain?
The mayor of your local town has run on a campaign promising to repair a local road that you guys have to use as farmers, right?
Hey, Vern, have you ever fixed that road yet?
He didn't.
No, we're gonna do it tomorrow.
Oh, wait a second. What's the name of that show?
Green Acres.
Green Acres.
You sound like the guy on Green Acres. I have watched that since I was a kid. I immediately thought of that. How did he know?
How are we gonna do this? Oh, hell, she got in trouble again.
What would be your reaction if the mayor has promised to fix the road and he hasn't, and you farmers are upset? What do you do?
I'd take a bunch of cow dung and throw it on his front door.
Yeah, that would have been nicer than what they did down in Mexico. They do. One thing I've learned.
You didn't tell me I was a Mexican farmer.
One thing I have learned from Trash on the Table.
Olay, partner.
Oh, God.
One thing, Rockstar, that Trash on the Table has taught me, and it can be very educational if you'll allow it to be, they do not screw around south of the border.
No. They do not.
When they are upset in Mexico, you know it. 11 people have been arrested in southern Mexico after the mayor of their village was dragged out of his office, tied to a pickup truck, and dragged through the streets.
Oh, wait a second. This took a
turn.
The
very street he wouldn't repave. So just
irony. Irony is what you call that, Reichstar. Police intervened to free Mayor Jorge Luis Escandon Hernandez, who reportedly suffered no major injuries. So the streets weren't that bad. What does he say? Look, the street's not that bad. I'm not even really hurt.
Look, I'm safe.
It was the second attack by farmers demanding he fulfill his campaign promise to repair a local road.
He's known as the Mark Richt of mayors in Mexico.
He says he will press charges for abduction and attempted murder. Mayors and local politicians in Mexico are often targeted by drug gangs when they refuse to cooperate with their criminal schemes, but it is less common for them to be attacked over their campaign promises. I thought I could get away with it.
I'm often targeted.
I don't know why you would want to hold office in Mexico. It seems like a... Unless you're going to be corrupt and just make the money off of it. Like, if you're a legit.
That's what it turns into. Like, you're going clean. You're like, well.
What if the guy who runs for president of Mexico next time promises to build a wall to keep us out?
I'm going to remove a wall. And America's going to pay for it.
And I'm going to make them pay for it. Yeah. Hey, sometimes we don't get a lot of sleep here on the show, right? Somebody's dying.
No, yeah. Sometimes we do not.
Sometimes we don't get a lot of sleep on the show.
Haven't heard much of that today.
Yes.
No.
There are some sleep myths that are being debunked by the medical profession now. So you may have heard some of these and believe them to be true. They apparently are not.
Good.
Drinking alcohol before bed helps you sleep. The old nightcap, as it's frequently called.
I can tell you after my Friday night I had in College Station, that is not true. It does not help you sleep.
A whopping 32% of those in this survey believe a nightcap is a key to a good night's sleep. According to the doctors, alcohol may seem to be helping you sleep, as it helps induce sleep, but overall it's more disruptive to sleep, particularly in the second half of the night. So you might go to sleep quicker, but you don't stay asleep.
Well, let me put it this way. I wore more nightcaps than Susan Sarandon in Bull Durham the other night. It did not help me sleep at all.
Dang.
Jeez. Watching TV helps you fall asleep. Watching something boring on your laptop or phone might seem like a good way to lure yourself to sleep. Almost a third of respondents to this survey, 30%, believe that to be the case.
Unless Michigan State's offense playing, that is not true either.
Boy, they're awful. But the doctors say it affects the brain's ability to produce melatonin, which tells the body it's time to sleep. Far better to read a book or simply just be alone with your thoughts in bed.
Yep.
I mean, look.
What am I, a caveman?
It works for everybody differently, Rockstar. But what I have found is find something peaceful you can think about and you'll go right to sleep. Like, I just think about myself playing a golf course. I pick a golf course. I envision myself playing it, and I rarely get past, like, the second tee. I'm asleep.
And I record Brown thinking about playing a golf course, play it beside my bed, and it rocks me to sleep.
Good. Glad I could help you, Jay.
That's hole number one at Old Overton.
Oh, we're going to tee off on two. The older you get, the less sleep you need. This is a myth that has been debunked. Just because your granny gets up at the crack of dawn doesn't mean she needs less sleep. 29% of the respondents believe this. Those running the study say older people definitely need less sleep, though instead they conclude there was no way to state whether it was a decreased ability or just the decreased need to sleep. In other words, they might not necessarily need more, they just can't sleep as long. So if you get old, try to stay as long.
Why is everybody looking at me?
And finally, you can train your body to function on less sleep than needed. A lot of people believe this, but getting less than 6 hours a night can have consequences. Lower testosterone, insulin resistance to cardiovascular disease. So you can have a lot of issues if you don't get at least 6 hours.
Yeah, another one they debunked was not a long sentence, but people that don't sleep during the week, and I'll just make up for it on the weekend. I'll sleep up.
Yeah, I'll just sleep heavy on the weekend.
That doesn't help.
You know, I don't do that, but I'll tell you what I've learned here on the Old Morning Show. And for those of you that get up early, you probably agree with me on this, already knew this. Just not having to wake up to an alarm. I really don't care how long I sleep. Just the fact that my body wakes me up is all I really need on the weekend. I don't have to, like, sleep till 10 a.m. to try to make up for us getting up so early.
Right.
I just don't want an alarm waking me up.
Hate alarms.
I do, too.
When I go down, you never know what's going to take you down. Most of my friends point, and especially you guys, point to the last one for me. That's what's going to get me.
The old lack of sleep? Yeah. You go like 4 hours a night. That's not good for you.
Like, I've never, ever, ever slept a lot.
Did you finish that Yankees game last night?
I did.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I did a video afterwards.
Yeah. And I just, my FOMO since I was about 18 has kept me up to wee hours.
Yeah. A hungover university student who decided to go for a walk to clear his head after a big night of drinking ended up how far away from his campus, do you think? What would be excessive? Like, you just start walking?
If I just start walking?
Yeah.
If I am 6 miles.
Yeah,
away
6 miles?
Yes.
Barney Rule, he is 20, followed the footsteps of a Scottish singing duo, The Proclaimers. He's walked more than 1,000 miles now. 500 miles away from his campus. There was a little play on words there.
I had a lot to think about, man.
Yeah, since going for a walk after deciding.
Walked 5,000. Is that the song they were talking about?
I would walk. I would walk.
So he decided to drop out of school September 7th. Before doing so, the former history and politics student wanted to clear his head. So he had a big night out drinking and then decided he'd go for a walk to think about it. 500 miles later, he realized, I've walked a long way now.
This is a British Forrest Gump.
Instead
of running, he's walking.
Just keep walking. We always talk about people that break laws, that if they would just put this much effort into actually holding a job, they wouldn't have to steal, right?
Yes.
Columbus, Indiana woman is in trouble right now after the people at Walmart say she was burning off price tags on merchandise.
Burning them off.
Officers were dispatched to the Walmart located at Whitfield Drive in Columbus, Ohio, Sunday around 5 p.m. Employees called police about a woman burning price tags off with a butane torch and then placing merchandise in a bag. Police say the woman, who was later identified as 34-year-old Jennifer Durbin, attempted to exit the store with the unpaid merchandise. She was stopped by store security and the Columbus Police Department. They handcuffed her and say she attempted to kick and headbutt officers. She did not handle this well.
So what makes her think that when she...
Yeah, I don't know if you can say, like, the receipts, the price tag is damaged. That means it's free. I don't know what
I think she was burning them off. Like, she was trying to get them off the clothing. I don't know why she didn't just clip them. I don't know if it means like that little scanner thing that makes it beep.
It had to be burning that off.
Yeah,
puts like a hole in it. If you like a sweatshirt, it'll get a hole in it.
So she thought she could burn it off so it wouldn't set off the store alarm when she walked out.
So not the price tag, but the
Right. I was just reading it as it said.
Yeah. And we were there, so we're correcting the facts of that story.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sure Columbus police could answer. And finally, this sounds like a lost bracket bet. We say that a lot. This one could be it. Hallmark is hosting its first ever Christmas Con, which will take place in New Jersey. At Christmas Con, anyone can show up for 3 days worth of meeting your favorite Hallmark stars. Ask Laurel who some of the prominent Hallmark stars
are. I want to meet Lori Loughlin.
Well,
that's what I want to meet. That's all I want to meet.
There are only certain hours you can meet with her right now. Laurel, who are some of them, Laurel?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Oh, you've also got Danica McKellar, who played Winnie from Lori Loughlin?
No.
Oh, Candace Cameron.
Candace Cameron, Bure.
But Tiffany Amber Thiessen will be there?
That got Jim's attention.
I loved her from Peach Pit.
Well, Jim, this three-day event will take place November 8th through November 10th at the New Jersey Convention and Expo Center in Edison, New Jersey. Some of the people that are going to be Lacey Chabert.
Hmm. Oh, from Party of Five.
Yep.
Alicia Witt.
Nope, no idea.
Melissa Joan Hart. She's a big Alabama fan. You tell Bama where.
Sabrina.
Roll Tide.
Ryan Pave. Danica McKellar, who Laurel mentioned. Chad Michael Murray. All of them huge part of the Hallmark Channel. So there you go. Gingerbread contest. They got one of those there.
I hate gingerbread.
Yeah, that crunchy.
You'll probably suck at that contest.
It's like bad granola. And what's a
graham cracker?
Graham cracker.
I like
a graham cracker.
Yeah, that's trash.
That's Trash on the Table. Brought to you by
our friends at Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. A short call could save you big. 815-9200. MortgageRight.com. NMLS 2239.